One of the customs of the holiday of Pesach is to read the entire book of Shir A whole class could be devoted to the content of Shir but that's not the focus for right now. And a whole class could also be devoted to why Shir is read on Pesach. There are two explanations given why Shir is read on Pesach. One, that very much towards the beginning of the book, it says, L'susasi birichvei paro dimisich rayasi. So the invocation of Paro's name early in the book connects it to Pesach. Others say it's read on Pesach because the whole Shir is a parable for the relationship between God and the Jewish people, a parable all about connection, distance, and coming back together, which may be a parable for exile and redemption, which is the major theme of the Pesach holiday. So our focus today, though, will not be on those questions. Our focus today will be on who wrote Shir HaShirim, which actually includes two separate questions. Number one, who was the author of Shir HaShirim? And number two, who was the editor of Shir HaShirim? In trying to understand who the author of Shir HaShirim was, the key verse, the key pasuk to understanding that is Shir HaShirim 6:4, Perek Vav Pasuk Dalet. When describing how beautiful the young woman in Shir HaShirim is, the pasuk says, "Yafa at rayasi kesirtza, nava kirushalayim, ayuma kanid galot." That the woman is as beautiful as two cities, Tirtza and Yerushalayim. Now, this, based on this, our sages and most commentaries say, it must be that the author of Shir HaShirim is Shlomo HaMelech, King Shlomo. Here, there are two cities which are singled out for their beauty, Tirzah and Yerushalayim. Now, for most of Jewish history, you would not have chosen Tirzah and Yerushalayim as your two most beautiful cities. In fact, we know for most of the period of the first Beit HaMikdash, Yerushalayim was the most beautiful city in the south, the capital city, Yerushalayim, but the beautiful city in the north was Shomron. And the kings of Beit Omri, Omri, Ahaz, Ahav, and also the kings of the house of Yehu, including the wealthy Yerovam II, and the long list of kings at the end of the northern kingdom, including Pekah ben Remaliah and Hoshea ben Elah, they all counted Shomron as the capital. There's only a very small period of time when Tirzah was the most beautiful city of the north, and that's before Omri becomes king of the north. Meanwhile, we know that David HaMelech is the one who makes Yerushalayim the capital. So this pasuk describing Tirzah and Yerushalayim as the two cities must have been written between that time of David HaMelech and the time in which Shomron is built. Indeed, it actually needs to be written even earlier than that, because you'd only compare the young woman as being beautiful to these two cities if they were the same, if they were in the same country. Imagine somebody was writing a poem in the middle of the U.S. Civil War. They wouldn't say, "My beloved, you are as beautiful as Washington, D.C., and as beautiful as Richmond, Virginia." At a time of war, the residents of one country aren't going to say that somebody's as beautiful as the capital of the other country. This pasuk, therefore, only makes sense if it was written before the division of the kingdom after Shlomo HaMelech's death. And so there's only one time in Jewish history, the monarchy of Shlomo, when you would have chosen these two cities, Tirzah and Yerushalayim, as the two beautiful cities. Tirzah evidently was a administrative, the head of an administrative district at the time of Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo used Tirzah as part of his government, and therefore Shlomo HaMelech lived at the time that you would say about Tirzah that it was one of the two beautiful cities that were around. And for that reason, it's easy to understand that Shlomo HaMelech was the author of Shir HaShirim. Of course, you didn't need a large proof to explain why this was, because actually the first pasuk of Shir HaShirim says Shir HaShirim Asher LeShlomo, indicating that Shlomo HaMelech was the author of Shir HaShirim. Yet the Gemara in Baba Basra identifies somebody else with the publishing of Shir HaShirim. The Gemara in Baba Basra on Daf Tet Vav Amud Aleph goes through the editors and the publishers of all of the various books of Tanakh. Now, this is a list of people who edited and published various books. The Gemara says that Anshei Knesset HaGadola, the members of the Great Assembly in the Second Temple period, are the ones who published a number of books, including Yechezkel, Treyasar, and Daniel. Now, clearly, Yechezkel is the author of the book of Yechezkel. The entire book is written in a first-person perspective. Yechezkel keeps saying, I did this, God spoke to me, I did this. Yechezkel is clearly the author, but it was published by Anshei Knesset HaGadola, the members of the Great Assembly at the start of the Second Temple period, as was Treyasar. Again, the 12 shorter prophets are all written by the respective prophets, but published by the Anshei Knesset HaGadola. Rashi explains that many of the authors of these books did not publish them themselves, possibly because they were living outside of Israel, which was the case in Yechezkel and Daniel and Megillat Esther. In the case of the Treyasar, the issue is that their books were very small, so they couldn't publish them on their own. So the Anshei Knesset HaGadola, the members of the Great Assembly, are the ones who publish these books. To our purposes, the Gemara notes, in the second line of the page, Chizkiyah v'siyato, Chizkiyahu and his group, katvu, they published four books, Yeshayahu, Mishle, Shir HaShirim, and Kohelet. Now, these books were not written by Chizkiyahu. Mishle, Shir HaShirim, and Kohelet appear to be written by Shlomo. Yeshayahu appears to be written by Yeshayahu. There are a number of parts of Yeshayahu, including the sixth chapter, Bishnat Mod HaMelech Uzziyahu Va'era Et Hashem, I saw God, which were clearly written by Yeshayahu. But Chizkiyahu here is known for his role in publishing four earlier books, Yeshayahu, Mishle, Shir HaShirim, and Kohelet. Whenever we get to a Gemara which describes something related to the Tanakh, it is our job to understand where the Gemara came up with this idea from. And we would be very surprised that the Gemara has just, without quoting a proof text, attributed to Chizkiyahu the publishing of four biblical books. Where does the Gemara get this from? Rashi already recognized that the Talmud saying such a thing must have been based on a verse somewhere, and Rashi notes that the idea that Chizkiyahu published Mishle, the book of Proverbs, is not a surprising thing because the book of Mishle actually says explicitly that it was published by King Chizkiyahu. If you open up Mishle to Perakav Hei Pasuk Aleph, Chapter 25, verse 1. There it says, Gam ele mishle Shlomo. These are the proverbs of Shlomo. Asher etiku anshei Chizkiyah melech Yehuda. That were published by Chizkiyahu, the king of Yehuda. So the idea that Chizkiyahu published the book of Mishle is not a surprise. The Bible itself says that Chizkiyahu published the book of Mishle. Evidently, Shlomo, when he wrote Mishle, it hadn't been published, it hadn't been edited. Chizkiyahu, therefore, is the one who gathers together the teachings and publishes them for use. When we think about Chizkiyahu and the many things that he is known for, many of them good, some of them questionable, we have to note that his decision to publish the book of Mishle is something that he deserves much credit for. What about the other three books, Shir HaShirim, Kohelet, and Yeshayahu? Well, Kohelet clearly was edited by a later hand. Rabbi Reuven Margolius has a lengthy essay in which he notes that the book of Kohelet ends with what looks like an editor's summation. The 12th chapter of Kohelet is a description of... the whole book of Kohelet is about the meaning of life. And fittingly, the 12th chapter describes... death. Uzchor et Boracha b'mei b'churotecha. Remember God in your youth. Ad asher yavon yamei ra'av yigiyu shanim asher tomar ein li bahem chefetz. Until death comes, and at that point in time, the idea of remembering God is no longer relevant. And then there is a lengthy, lengthy poetic description of death until the sun and the moon and the stars begin to dim, which may refer to declining vision. Vatlua tachanot kimeetu, the grinders become few, probably a metaphor for the teeth. Ara shirli rate chevel akasef, until the silver cord snaps, v'tarutz galuta zahav, and the golden bowl crashes, probably a metaphor for the spine and the skull. And this appears to have been the last pasuk of the original Kohelet. V'yashav he'afar el ha'aretz k'shehaya, and the body returns to the dirt where it came from. V'yaruach tashuv el ha'alokim asher netana, and the spirit returns to the God that gave it. This is a fitting end of the book of Kohelet. And when Shlomo wrote the book, that's where it ended. Kohelet concludes with what really seems like an editor's note. Havel avalim amar Kohelet hakol havel. Kohelet, now referred to in the third person, Kohelet had said previously that everything was futile. V'yoter shaya Kohelet chacham. Again, Kohelet is in third person here. Kohelet was wise. Limaydad et ha'am, he taught the people. Tikein mishalem harbei, he wrote many proverbs. Bikesh Kohelet, again in the third person, Kohelet saw to try to understand these things. Divrei Chachamim Kedar Bano, but you should understand that the words of the sages they have many different ideas. Kedar Bano, according to the Talmud, means like women playing football. It spread from one person to another. V'yoser mehena b'ni zaher, but don't write too many books because there's so many ideas it's hard to understand them, which is a fitting summary of Kohelet, which has so many ideas, many of them contradictory. Sof davar kol nishma. The editor says, let me summarize the book for you. Et ha'lokim yirav et mizotav shemor. Fear God, kizek kol adam. Because this is the purpose of human beings, because God will give reward and punishment. Rabbi Margolius points out that the book of Kohelet needed an editor's note because at various points in the book, the author considers that perhaps we shouldn't fear God and perhaps we shouldn't pursue wisdom. Instead, we should either pursue wealth or bodily physical pleasures, or we should just give up and say there's no point. Kohelet needed an editor's note, which says, okay, let me sort of summarize the book. Kohelet said many things and they were going in many different directions. They're like a ball being passed from one person to another. Let me just summarize. Fear God, there is reward and punishment in the afterlife. With that background and with that understanding, we see that Shlomo HaMelech may have written Kohelet, but somebody else had to publish it. And the publishing of Kohelet is attributed to Chizkiyahu, given that he was the one who had published the Book of Mishle, one of the books of Shlomo. We assume he also published Kohelet. Returning now to Shir HaShirim, it's much harder to find the irrefutable proof that Chizkiyahu published Shir HaShirim. There's no editor's note at the end, which takes a different perspective and refers to the author in third person and talks about the book. And it doesn't say anywhere, like it does in Mishle, that Chizkiyahu published the book. Indeed, the last pasuk of Shir HaShirim, Barach Dodi Udmelach Letzvi, is actually a first-person verse. The author themselves is talking. Perhaps it is the fourth-to-last verse, Kerem Hayal Shlomo Buval Hamon, which maybe indicates the hand of a later publisher. But I think that the Gemara's assumption here is that if Chizkiyahu, we know that Chizkiyahu published Mishle, one of the books written by Shlomo, and we know that Chizkiyahu published Kohelet, another book written by Shlomo. We should also assume that he published Shir HaShirim, the third and final book that was written by Shlomo HaMelech. The Gemara also says that Chizkiyahu published Yeshayahu. How does the Talmud know that Chizkiyahu published Yeshayahu? So, in truth, when looking at the book of Yeshayahu, one notices that there are large sections that are written in first person and other large sections that are written in third person. There are times in which Yeshayahu is referred to as Yeshayahu, and it implies that the book is written by a later hand, by a different person. And there are other times the verse is written in first person, implying that he wrote it for himself. In the 20th chapter of Yeshayahu, when Yeshayahu walks around in sackcloth, it says, "Ba'esahi diber Hashem b'yad Yeshayahu." God spoke to Yeshayahu, much more in third person. So why is the book sometimes in first person and sometimes in third person? So the assumption here would be that Yeshayahu doesn't have a chance to finish publishing the book prior to his death, and therefore it is published by Chizkiyahu after the fact. Rashi provides a little bit more color to this. Rashi says that Yeshayahu was killed by Menashe, as the Talmud explains in Yevamot. He was killed by the wicked King Menashe. V'lo katab sifro, and therefore Yeshayahu did not publish his own book on his own. Shelo yu hanaviim kotin sifrayhem ela lifnei mitatan. Because most prophets would only write a book just close to their deaths. And consequently, he didn't have time to publish the book, and it was left for Chizkiyahu to publish the book. But Rashi just notes that if it really was the case that Yeshayahu was published after he died early, because he didn't have time to publish the book in his own lifetime, then you must assume that it wasn't Chizkiyahu who published Yeshayahu, it was instead Chizkiyahu's group. And Rashi therefore says it wasn't Chizkiyahu, it was Chizkiyahu b'siyato, Chizkiyahu and his group, his publishing house, b'nei doro, his contemporaries, she'erichu yamim acharav, who lived many years after him. Now the Bible itself, when describing Chizkiyahu's project in Mishlei 25:1, it called them Anshei Chizkiyahu, the group of Chizkiyahu. And the Talmud calls them Chizkiyahu v'siyato, Chizkiyahu and his group. And Rashi says the reason for that is that Chizkiyahu began this publishing group, but he actually died prior to many of these books being completed. Now, indeed, if the book is published after Yeshayahu's death, and you believe, as the Talmud did, that Menashe killed Yeshayahu, then Chizkiyahu must have died first. Menashe is the king who only becomes king after Chizkiyahu's death. So the order of events is Chizkiyahu dies, then Menashe becomes king, and then as part of his reign of terror, he kills Yeshayahu. But at that point in time, when Yeshayahu dies, when the book is published, Chizkiyahu is already in the world to come. And therefore, Rashi says that it was Chizkiyahu's men who actually published the book of Yeshayahu. Tosfot agrees with Rashi on this matter. Chizkiyahu did not publish the book of Yeshayahu, but he was the one who inspired them to study Torah, inspired them to publish the book, and therefore it is known as Chizkiyahu's publishing group. Chizkiyahu did not publish the work. Chizkiyahu died first. Menashe ben Bito harag li Yeshayahu, because Menashe killed Yeshayahu. Tosfos will say that Menashe, the grandson of Yeshayahu, as we know from the Gemara Brachot, Menashe was Yeshayahu's grandson. So Menashe, Yeshayahu's grandson, killed Yeshayahu. And as a result, the book was not finished by Chizkiyahu, it was finished by his group. If you look at the Talmud, there's a note from Rabbi Yeshaya Berlin changing the text from Ben Bito, grandson, into Beno. Namely, Menashe was Chizkiyahu's son instead of Yeshayahu's grandson. Although that emendation of the Tosafot is not necessary, the point is that Menashe is Yeshayahu's grandson, killed his grandfather, which is actually a very sad idea to think about Yeshayahu's end and his tragic demise. For our purposes, the investigation of this Gemara identifies for us a important role that Chizkiyahu played in the canonization of Scripture. When it comes to Mishlei, he gathers and publishes the book, as is explicit in the Tanakh. In the case of Kohelet, he adds the third person editor's note at the end of the book to clarify the meaning of the book, whose interpretation is somewhat unusual. Regarding Shir HaShirim, which was written by Shlomo, we assume that Chizkiyahu published that as well, given that he had published the other books of Shlomo HaMelech. And finally, though not Chizkiyahu himself, but his publishing house published the book of Yeshayahu. It had been started by the prophet in his own lifetime, but he didn't complete the book, and parts of it that are in third person were added by Chizkiyahu's team, the publishing house, after Chizkiyahu died, after Yeshayahu died, publishing the book of Yeshayahu as well.